Hi, my name is Dr. Carrie Demers, and I'm here today to talk to you about integrative medicine. It's really the combination of two very different systems, so I'm going to just outline those. So the first one is our modern system. We all know it. We've used it probably our whole lives. And the philosophy of that system is that it addresses us as if we are physical. We are body, we are tissues, we are biochemicals, and therefore the treatments in that system are that. They're biochemicals or surgery. The good thing about that is that it's life-saving. Probably you know someone that has had a heart attack that has come home from the hospital in pretty good shape, or has had open heart surgery, or has had an overwhelming infection, or a really severe trauma and has recovered from that because of the beauty of this exquisitely sophisticated system that we have these days. The other really positive thing about it is that it's fast, and we like that in our culture. So you take antibiotics and your sinus infection goes away, or you take an over-the-counter medicine for your cold or flu and you feel better and you're back to work in a day. So that really suits us in our kind of high-powered society. But the downsides of this system is that it often doesn't get to the root cause of a disease. So we're left with really an epidemic of chronic illness in the westernized world, where we have lots of people who have high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, autoimmune problems, all kinds of things that are considered to be incurable in this system. We manage the symptoms, but we don't really cure the person. The other negative point, or the negative side of this approach, is that drugs and surgery have side effects. Every year, about 2 million people are hospitalized from appropriately prescribed medication, and about 130,000 people die every year from the same, from properly prescribed drugs. So that sort of gives us pause. If there was a more natural or a less toxic way to get the job done, wouldn't that be good? So that kind of brings us to the other system that I want to talk about here, which is really the more traditional model. I say traditional because these systems are thousands of years old, so they've been around a long time. So these systems value the whole person. They see us as being made of body, yes, but also energy, mind, emotion, spirit, and that diseases can originate on any of those levels. And so it's looking to heal the person, looking to root out the cause and address that. So the therapies in these systems could focus on any one of those parts of us. So that includes things like lifestyle, diet, exercise, stress management, manual therapies like chiropractic and massage, acupuncture, yoga, meditation. All those things would fall under the umbrella of alternative or complementary. The pluses in this system are that these things tend to be gentle. They tend to not have so many side effects. And the downside really is that it's slow. It's about healing, and healing takes time. You know, it's rare that you go to a chiropractor or an herbalist or an acupuncturist and get it all done with once, you know, after one visit. Usually it takes time and repeated visits to really get to where you want to go, to a really balanced, healed place. The other pro or con of this system is that it requires you to be a participating person in this healing process, whereas the modern medical system really sort of does it for you. We'll just give you this drug and it'll fix you. This approach really is you have to engage in this healing process. Maybe we need to change your diet or how you exercise or how you manage your stress. You know, so you're a participant in the healing process. So the integration of these two is integrative medicine. So you have the whole array of possible treatments, from surgery to, you know, a dietary change. And then your physician decides where is the appropriate place for you to enter into this array. And it could be that you do more than one thing. It could be that you need a medication to manage your diabetes, and we can work on your exercise and dietary plan. That all that those things are integratable. You can do them all at once. And my hope is really that this becomes the way that medicine evolves in the future, that all doctors have all these things at their fingertips and can invite you into that mix.